Available tomorrow to you?
I think we'll take a look how they come back, but Stafford and Burmistrov, I think, are both fairly close. Feel fairly strong, so we'll see how they react to today.
Obviously, you had some personnel changes on your power play units. What are you hoping to get from that, and then specifically with using Buff as a net front presence?
Just goals. Just goals and a little change of attitude. That's not the right word. Focus on what we're trying to accomplish on it.
What have you been hearing about Paul Postma's conditioning stint, and will he spend the full 2 weeks there?
Yeah, and he'll be back after his 2 weeks, and he's played pretty well.
Joel Armia, what have you seen from his game from when you first found out about him back in that trade to now he's, you know, part of your second line?
Yeah, I don't know if nondescript training camp is fair. I think there's lots to learn. But more importantly, when he went to the Moose, we started to get reports back that his, whether you want whatever word, pace, energy level, being on the puck, just his had improved, and saw him play a few games, and now he was on the puck. Got into some practices here for a bit, didn't get into a game, but it was really good for him because he had the ability to get to a better level, and he did, and then he went back down, and his game was better again. And then when he came back in, first thing was that you noticed he has a real good defensive stick. He knocks pucks down. He's positionally pretty strong, and I think as we've seen, he can make some plays, but he can also create some things in traffic and coming out of holes and handle the puck in traffic. So we like an awful lot of what we see. Where he gets to as a player, as with all young players, there's an unknown to that, but he has a skill set that says that he has a chance to be a real good offensive player, and he has a solid defensive understanding that he will be a real good player that may show even more offensive upside, confidence, playing with better players, more time, age, that he'll be able to put up some numbers for us. And if he doesn't, if that never materializes, we may have a real good kind of two-way player.
Was there anything he didn't do or didn't do or did do or whatever during that three-week span he was here before? Or was it just a numbers thing to kind of have him?
Oh, he was learning. It was numbers, but there also wasn't enough there to say he's made great progress in kind of his first year, kind of where he gets an opportunity to play in the NHL. He's a different player today than he was in that stint and in training camp. So I think he took a lot in. You know, I think he was learning. And I think sometimes a player gets in his mind that he finally decides, all right, I belong, I can play here. And I think that energy that he's bringing is different than it was when his first two tours here.
Talking with him, he shared similar things to other guys that come from overseas, just the idea of adjusting to the game. It's not even just the style, but one thing that stuck out was the idea that he was never used to stopping. You know, it was always about gaining speed. With your experience overseas, do you have more time for those guys that with their adjustment? I mean,
I learned that it's not personal, right? So I've also learned that there's a huge a difference in the styles of game, and you can't expect one or two conversations with a player to change the way he's trained for 20 years. You know, they've played a certain style of game their whole lives. You know, that the Kuznetsov article is bang on and brilliant. I mean, that's exactly the way it is, and your experience with them. And they're the good players over there that have played a certain style of game. And I think what happens maybe in the before you'd tell them the changes that you wanted to make. They didn't happen the next week. So how would it be similar? It'd be similar to take a North American guy who's a highly skilled player that has never had to play in a defense. So he's never really dumped the puck, or he just hang on to it and make whatever plays he wanted, but he was so skilled that he could get away with it. And then you get to the National Hockey League, and it really almost doesn't matter how skilled you are. All the best players are making good decisions. So Taves makes really good decisions with the puck, and Ovechkin's learned to do that over time. You get a North American guy and he doesn't do it, you take that personally. right? Because he's been in our system. He knows he's just playing his game. Hey, I've just got to play my game and let it come to me, right? So you take that attitude and take it to a European player who's never played that game before. So I would give those guys more time, have a better understanding of how big a gap we're asking them to close. And it's not going to get closed in a real short period of time. The idea of stopping and starting over there, you've kind of missed the game at that point. You hit the brakes and everybody's gone by you. But the other piece is you always have time in there to curl. So if the puck goes away from you over there and they're regrouping, it's not a quick attack. They're going to wind five guys back, and you got lots of time. You want to grab some water, feel free. You know, you can come back on those pucks. But here, this thing transitions so fast in straight lines that's your only chance. And stopping is so much harder than curling. Then it becomes a character thing. Yeah, he doesn't stop and start. You know, rarely will finish a check over there. I mean, the defenseman will around the net or behind the net and sometimes in corners, but you're never chasing a puck to finish a check over there. So it's a brand new concept.
I know it was a byproduct of who you were missing, but you used both Armia and Andrew Kopp in that PK role. How did you think they did, and what can it mean for your group if those guys can be part of that cycle?
Yeah, eventually they have to kill penalties here. So they were good. They did a good job. Andrew's over the year gotten stronger on his faceoffs, become a, you know, we use Stafford, we use Lowry, we use Burmistrov, so we've had a bunch of guys out, but it's something they're going to have to do. That's a job Andrew Kopp eventually has to take.